Jason and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we have Jess Stanley joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fantastic. And you are helping raise money by doing the 2025 A6 Falmouth Road Race coming up here in just a few days, correct?
Yes. Very excited.
How's the training going?
It's been going good. Yesterday was my last long run, so I did 50 minutes and ready for Sunday now.
Who are you going to be running for and tell us why?
I will be running in my son's memory. He passed away 8 years ago, and he donated 3 of his organs through New England Donor Services. So I will be running to bring awareness to his last act of kindness.
Wow, that's a pretty incredible thing. So I see it says here that he helped 3 people with these organs after he passed. And have you met any of them since?
No, I have not personally met them. I'm able to write in to New England Donor Services and ask for updates on how they're doing and how their life is since the organ donation, but I have not met them in person yet.
And what did you think when your son said to you, hey, I want to donate my organs? What was that like for you?
He never directly stated that he wanted to do that, but I know my son and the importance of organ donation. We've talked about it before, that if you could help another family not go through a loss, the importance of it and how you can save someone's life. So I knew that when faced with the decision, it would be something that he would have definitely wanted to help someone else out.
What's it like running for a cause that you're so close to on a personal level?
It's great. It gives you drive on your hard days. It gives you more meaning when you just go out there and run and think about why you're running and who you're running for. So it is always a driving force to keep his memory alive through bringing awareness to organ donation.
Okay, Jess, I just pulled up your donation page. If anybody wants the donation page for Jess running the Falmouth Road Race, you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. Your goal is $1,200, and you're at $1,101.25.
Oh, come on. We can get her across the finish line.
We're $98.75 away from hitting your goal, correct?
Yes, correct.
We're so close. We can get there this morning.
Oh, definitely. I definitely think we can.
Yeah, $98.75. That's all we need. One person making a $99 donation, and we would get there. And what would you say to anybody that's listening this morning to inspire them to want to make a donation?
It's just an amazing cause, and the education, the care that they give the families after losing someone, it just shows what an important drive and mission that they have. Mm-hmm. And for everybody to do the research, get involved, and go to the registry and click yes for organ donation.
I think it's incredible that you keep your son's name and memory alive in this way.
And thank you so much.
And I think you're going to crush it at the race.
Thank you.
Well, Jess, now you and your son Brendan are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a privilege.
Make sure you text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. And again, we will share with you the link for Jess running the Falmouth Road Race with Team NEDS and help her get to that goal. And best of luck with the race, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Jess.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's lots of love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Jeanette from Medford.
Hey, good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Spent half my life in Medford.
Oh, it's such a lovely town. Me too.
Traffic, though, is a little sus over there.
Some days it's worse than others.
You got to learn how to use the traffic circle, people. The roundabout, the rotary. How do you not know in 2025 how a rotary works? Sorry.
I don't know if that's exclusively to Medford.
I think it's just Medford. It's fine at Sullivan Square. Sullivan Square is perfect.
Jeanette, can you kick Carson out of the studio before he rants about something else?
Certainly. Carson, please leave the studio.
Yes, of course, Jeanette. Good luck to you.
Go do circles in the hallway. Jeanette, 5 pop culture trivia questions. We get more right than Carson today. We are going to give you $100. He's walking into that soundproof booth right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. Taylor Swift will be appearing on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast tomorrow. They released a clip teasing her episode. What is the name of that podcast?
Swifties Know Best.
And question number two. Tim Burton spent 8 months creating a 90-second stop-motion animation sequence for the first episode of the new season of Wednesday. Name the stop-motion animated movie Tim Burton created starring a character named Jack Skellington.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The iconic theme song for Law & Order was created in 6 hours and with only one directive from the show's executive producer. It has to define New York City. Who created the Law & Order universe?
Oh, I know this. Oh, my goodness.
His name appears at the start of every episode.
I know, and he's done so many of them, and I can't remember his name.
All right, question number four. A list of popular rock songs and how many takes they took to record includes John Lennon's Working Class Hero taking 130 takes, David Bowie's Heroes taking 3 takes, and Creep by this band being recorded in only 1 take. Who sings the song Creep?
Oh, my God, I know this one.
You should say it. That would help you.
I know. It's just like, it's so much easier when you're listening. Oh, my God.
You know, Jeanette, we get that from time to time.
It's escaping me.
All right, and question number 5. Ben Affleck's younger brother, Casey, turns 50 today. Casey Affleck won the Best Actor Oscar for which Massachusetts-based movie?
Oh.
We need an answer, Jeanette.
I'm going to say it's... oh, goodness. The... I have to pass.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Jeanette, I hear you're already on the way to the gym to do something good for yourself today.
Yes, I am. I'm going to go run my 5K because I'm getting ready to run the Doug Flutie in October.
Oh, that's awesome. Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Jeanette, who's already on her way to the gym.
Yes.
She's one of those people before work.
I hear you.
She got 1 out of 5.
Okay. Nice job, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Oh, I forgot. Toot. I was still thinking about this rotary in Medford, Dan. It's this one particular rotary. It's over by Medford High School. And it's the smallest rotary you've ever seen in your life.
And it is the worst rotary ever.
Right. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I do it every couple of days.
I take my son over there for lacrosse practice at Medford High School. And it is so stupid.
All right, guys, we got to play a game. Someone has to keep us on.
Sorry. Get it together, City of Medford.
Question number one.
Yes, Dan.
Taylor Swift will be appearing on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast tomorrow.
Okay.
They released a clip teasing her episode. What is the name of the podcast?
New Heights.
That is correct. 1-0. Tim Burton spent 8 months creating a 90-second stop-motion animation sequence for the first episode of Wednesday Season 2. Name the stop-motion animated movie Burton created starring a character called Jack Skellington.
Twas the Night Before Christmas? What is it?
That's a poem. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Sorry.
And All Through the House.
Yeah, sorry.
One to one. Question number three. The iconic theme song for Law & Order was created in 6 hours and with only one directive from the show's executive producer. It has to define New York City.
Dun-dun.
No pressure. Who created the Law & Order universe?
Who created the something Simon? Law & Order. What is it?
Dick Wolf.
Oh, Dick Wolf.
All-time name.
Okay.
1-1. Question number 4.
We're crushing it.
A list of popular rock songs and how many takes they took to record includes John Lennon's Working Class Hero taking 130 takes.
Wow.
David Bowie's Heroes taking 3 takes, and Creep by This Band being recorded in only 1 take. Who sings Creep?
Radiohead.
Or
TLC. I don't know which one you're talking about. Depends on your era, I guess.
2-1. Question number 5. Ben Affleck's younger brother Casey turns 50 today.
Oh.
He won the Best Actor Oscar for which Massachusetts-based movie?
That one up in New Hampshire. That was such a sad. I know it's not Mystic River. That's not it. I can't think of what it's called right now.
Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, yes, Manchester by the Sea. Ooh, that's a dark
little movie. Uplifting ditty.
Yes.
2-1. Carson squeaks
those
it out.
Those were tough, Jeanette. Those were tough. You did really, really well.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah,
Jeanette, we cannot give you $100, but we do appreciate you calling in on your way to the gym. Is there anything you would like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Oh, Carson, I can't conquer Carson, and I'm Jeanette from Medford.
Nice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Just a heads up, if you're a teacher getting ready to head back into the classroom, Clear the List is back. We want to help you clear your list. We don't want you to have to spend money out of your bank account to help put school supplies in your students' hands. So we are here to help. Go to mix1041.com. You can send us your info. Tell us about your classroom. Tell us what you got going on. Send us your, if you have any, like an Amazon wish list or whatever. And then we're going to start talking to teachers next week on the show to hear all about what's going on and how we can help you clear the list to get back into the classroom. So again, all that information is up on our social media and at mix1041.com. It is now Hot Take Tuesday.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234 for Hot Take Tuesday. You can call or text to give us your hot take. Dan, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first. That's
what
fine.
You got?
I'm ready to lose a lot of friends today.
Okay.
95% of jam bands are overrated trash.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Do you have any ones in mind, Dan?
We're excluding the Allman Brothers if you count them as a jam band because they're awesome. But yeah, the Grateful Dead, Fish, Dave Matthews Band. It's like... Wrap it up, hippie. Nobody asked for a 7-minute piccolo solo. Finish the song.
What is wrong with going to a show and hearing a different version of the song that you've heard a million times? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Imagine you're the artist out playing that song for years and years and years. Let them have some space to create and enjoy. I love it.
So I don't have to take acid to be entertained.
Okay. There's Dan's hot take. All jam bands suck.
Not all jam bands. 95%.
Okay. 95% of jam bands suck. All right. My hot take for Hot Take Tuesday is this, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely ridiculous that every car on our planet right now doesn't have an electric motor. Gas motors are stupid.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I want you to think about this in reverse engineering, Dan. Let's imagine every car had an electric motor in 2025 and somebody came along and had a gas motor and said, hey, I have this gas motor that's going to replace the electric motor. And you're like, oh, is it like it has a lot less moving parts? Oh, no, it has hundreds of moving parts. Electric motor only has like 20.
What kind of motor does your Jeep have?
Believe me, if Jeep had an electric...
You're not even walking it how you talk it.
If they had a completely electric Jeep, I would buy it tomorrow.
There's a million electric cars you could buy. But yet you don't.
I haven't bought a new car in 5 years, Dan. And so and they're kind of expensive, too, is the problem. But also, just going back to the electric motor versus the gas motor. Just imagine if I said to you, hey, you got to like stop at some store to fill it up every time you want to use it, as opposed to the electric car, which you can like, you know, charge at your house or you can charge at your office. And oh, by the way, they catch fire because there's so many moving parts and it gets so hot. You got to have multiple cooling systems in the motor to keep
Chicago
it running.
Chicago got so cold last year, everyone's electric car stopped working in the entire city.
They did not. That's
it was on the news.
Fake news, Dan. One car. It was one car. Maybe two cars.
One car.
617-655-1234. Hot Take Tuesday. Brittany from Northridge, what do you have?
My Hot Take Tuesday is stop putting celery in lobster rolls, okay?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I don't like Tuesday. For all the people that do like it, you should at least list it and make it clear what's in your lobster roll.
I guess I didn't know there was celery in a lobster roll. Never really noticed.
Not every place does it, but some place do. Some place does.
But this is it for you. This is your hot take.
Yeah.
Leave celery out of the lobster roll.
Yeah. I was charged like $35 for a lobster roll and there was celery in it. And I'm like, this is not okay. Give me the lobster.
I mean, these are first world problems we have, Dan, right? If you're putting celery in our lobster roll.
Sure.
Yeah. I have a hot take. Lobster itself is overrated.
Like,
oh my gosh, stop.
Lobster, overrated food. Hold your lobster rolls.
You know what? I would just do the lobster. I do it sometimes, just get the lobster, but sometimes you just want it's done for you.
Dan's just saying that lobster is overrated in general, though.
Yeah, keep them at the bottom of the sea. They used to feed them to prisoners. There. What a come up lobster has had. What a marketing scheme lobster has had. It used to be prison food in the 1800s until someone said we could charge suckers $30 for this.
That's good. All right, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Melissa from Cumberland, Rhode Island. Good morning. What is your Hot Take Tuesday?
My Hot Take Tuesday is that I actually love the Friday free-for-all.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Melissa, what makes you be so wrong?
I just absolutely think Carson does a great job, and I'm boogieing in my car every Friday, and I look forward to it.
Dan, I make her boogie. That's all you need to know.
Melissa, you don't understand the show.
You let her cook, Dan. Thanks, Melissa. We appreciate that.
Of course.
Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
617-655-1234. You have a hot take or you want to comment on one of the hot takes that you heard this morning. Producer Dan says 95% of all jam bands are garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I say it is absolutely ridiculous that you still want your gas-powered motors. Well, people are coming out of the woodwork for me on that one this morning.
They always do.
Every car should be electric. It is ridiculous that we still have gas-powered motors. IMHO. Michael is from North Reading. What do you got for Hot Take Tuesday, Michael?
Taylor Swift has had a decent album since Lover.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
That'll get the text line.
Really,
going.
Today? Today's the day you're coming in with that hot take?
Yes, absolutely. All her songs on Lover are, you could make them a single. But the new album, Since Lover, she has maybe one or two good songs on it, and the rest is junk.
You don't like Evermore?
Midnights?
I mean, they have a couple songs that are good. But
Michael, who hurt you? Do you need a hug this morning, my friend? Thank you, Michael. Today's the day he's coming in with that hot take.
You asked people to call in with that hot take.
That's true, I did. I didn't think anybody would, though. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Luan.
Okay, Luan. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
I think that people should not have more than one kid.
It's
Tuesday. You're not that important that you need to pack your games more than one time.
So your hot take is you should not be allowed to have more than one kid?
Well, not should be allowed, but you should consciously choose to not have more than one kid, because I think most of the problems of the world, they happen because the world is overpopulated.
We're actually shrinking, though. Like, young people are not having kids. We're going to have a problem. Population is shrinking. And if we're not here to take care of this planet, it's not going to be here.
I mean, we're the one killing the planet.
We call them the problems to the planet. We should stop reproducing. We don't need more us.
So you just want to stop humanity existing on this planet so we can thrive?
Let's go, Thanos. Snap that finger. I thought the Taylor Swift one was going to be spicy. You said no one should have kids.
Thank you. Well, you said one. You could have one, Dan.
Yeah, anything more than that is morally reprehensible.
Thank you for that hot take.
I mean, I don't hate all of his points.
Leah, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Hi. I think commercials on radio are useless.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Listen, we're all going to be working at Home Depot if that's your attitude.
Well, no, but think about it. If you're in the car and a commercial comes on, like, don't you just switch the station?
I don't, because if it's something that I need, then I will pay attention to it. And I would say this, Leah, how do you think your favorite radio personalities get their salary?
Yeah, we need to pay our rent.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're useless.
Well, then you're saying we're useless, because if we don't have the commercials,
we don't have the Carson Kennedy show.
There's a symbiotic relationship.
You guys are my favorite people in the morning. Well, you're my favorite in the morning.
I understand, but we're not here without those commercials.
Yeah, that's how this thing is free.
Yeah, well, maybe someone else can listen to the commercials, but not me.
Okay. I mean, I get it.
Coming for my soul this morning.
I mean, I just change the channel when commercials come on TV. It's the same thing.
Kristen is from Taunton.
Taunton.
Good morning, Taunton.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday.
I am with Dan 100% today. I didn't even hear the jam band part, but A-plus for him on that one. But what is the deal with lobster is the reason why I called.
I also said lobster was overrated.
Take Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
They are bottom feeders. They are bugs. We don't need to charge $60 for them, thank you. They are the cockroaches of the sea.
Carson, your rebuttal?
Lobster holds a special place in my heart with my family. It is something that we ate every year on New Year's Eve, you know, to celebrate the new year with my dad when I would visit him every summer. So whether
Carson, I feel you. I lost my dad 3 years ago, and he was one of the ones that was like lobster king.
Yes.
But it doesn't make a difference. They are still bottom feeding cockroaches of the sea.
Anything dumped in that much butter
like
is just
tasty. A new memory for your dad. I had to.
Oh my God! You guys are coming for me this morning.
Oh man! We had somebody say Taylor Swift hasn't had a good album in like 7 years.
Yep.
And having more than one children is morally wrong.
Yeah.
And the craziest one was still the Friday Free For All is good.
Shut up, Dan.
That was still the spiciest hot take.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We're going to play another round of Can't Conquer Carson. Fire up those drums and guitar.
No, you can't conquer me.
Kippy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Holly from Plymouth.
Hey, hello, Holly.
Hey, Carson. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
I was just talking with Holly about the beach that they go to down in her area. What did you say the name of the beach was again?
I'm going to gatekeep. Well, not really.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
Indian
no.
Bluff.
Okay, yeah, because it's like a, it's like you have to have a pass or you got to know somebody.
You're gatekeeping the ocean?
That's smart.
No, though. It's for residents only.
You know how like
we're bougie.
You know how we like to do, Dan. If you ain't got a sticker, you ain't coming in.
Mm. Holly, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, get out of here.
All right, thank you, Holly. Love you too. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, we're going to give you $100, which is easier than beating Kennedy, so you get a shot. He is now sequestered
Absolutely.
In that soundproof studio. Holly, are you ready?
Ready.
Question number one. Shrek 5 got pushed back 6 months. It'll now hit theaters on June 30th, 2027. Who voices Shrek's wife, Princess Fiona, in those movies?
Cameron Diaz.
Question number two. Zach Bryan decided to talk smack to Kansas City Chiefs fans on Twitter, and then he said he would never play in Kansas City. There are actually Kansas Cities in two different states. Can you name both states that have a Kansas City?
Missouri and Arizona.
And question number three, Sir Mix-a-Lot turned 62 today. Finish the opening lyric to Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
You get sprung. Gotta pull up tucks because you don't have that butt with stuff. Even the jeans she's wearing. All right, I can keep going.
Yeah, I was going to let you cook. That's fine. All right, question number four. Ariana Grande sent a video and care package filled with Wicked merchandise to a 9-year-old fan who was battling cancer. In the movie, Wicked's final song, Defying Gravity, Elphaba sings, "So if you care to find me, look to blank."
The Western Sky.
And question number five. Tim Burton spent 8 months creating a 90-second stop-motion animated sequence for the first episode of Wednesday Season 2. He wanted to return to his roots from the beginning of his career. What school does Wednesday attend in the show?
I just watched this last night.
Well, then this should be easy.
It should be, in theory. Nevermore?
All right, and let's get Carson.
Nevermore Academy?
There you go. And let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
Do it one more time because I like it.
Passion.
Welcome back, Carson.
Yes, how did Holly do?
Holly from Plymouth, who only goes to bougie beaches.
Yes.
She got 4 out of 5. Correct.
Whoa, nice work, Holly.
Woo!
Are you ready?
I bet Sal hangs out at the same beach she goes to.
He helicopters in?
Yep.
Question number one. Shrek 5 got pushed back 6 months. It'll now hit theaters June 30th, 2027. Okay. Don't even tell me about a movie that far
know, right?
in advance.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to get excited for something 2 years away?
Right.
Who voices Shrek's wife, Princess Fiona, in those movies?
Cameron Diaz.
That is correct. 1-1. Zach Bryan decided to talk smack to Kansas City Chiefs fans on Twitter.
Hmm.
And then when they talked back, he said he would never play in Kansas City.
That's a hot take.
There are actually Kansas Cities in two different states. What are the two states?
Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas.
Yes, not Missouri and Arizona.
Oh.
You forgot Kansas.
Okay.
2-1. Question number three. Sir Mix-a-Lot turned 62 today.
Yes.
Finished the opening lyric to Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Those other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks by with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Want to pull up tough. Holly did the whole verse. You crushed it.
Oh, nice job.
3-2. Question number four. Ariana Grande sent a video and care package filled with Wicked merchandise to a 9-year-old fan who was battling cancer.
I saw that.
I know. That was awesome.
Yeah.
In the movie Wicked's final song, Defying Gravity, Elphaba sings, "So if you care to find me, look to blank."
Look to... If you care to find me, look to the sky. I don't know.
You were close. Look to the western sky.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
3-3 going into question number five.
Uh-oh.
Which Holly got right.
Okay.
Sal's money is inching ever closer, Holly. Tim Burton spent 8 months creating a 90-second stop-motion animated sequence for the first episode of Wednesday Season 2.
Okay.
What school does Wednesday attend in that show?
Oh, that's a great question. I have no idea.
Well, that takes the suspense out of it.
No clue.
Nevermore Academy.
No, nice job, Holly.
4-3, Holly, you get the win.
Yes.
Big one. Dub energy.
Nice job. Congratulations, Holly.
Thank you.
Will that pay for maybe a month at your beach?
Easily a year.
Hey, let's go. Okay, it's a reasonably priced beach. It's not so bougie, Dan. All right, not only did you win $100, but you got yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Committed to helping shoppers save, that's why they reduce prices on thousands of products across the store. So congratulations on the $100 and the $100 gift card. Nice job.
Awesome, thank you.
Carson, is there anything you want to say to Holly before we get out of here?
Yes, yes, yes. I am Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown. and I Can't Conquer Holly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It has been 11 days since producer Dan moved in with his girlfriend, Kaylee.
Yep.
And if you don't know, Kaylee, not a fan of spiders.
Yeah, she has arachnophobia. So I don't mean she's like pretty afraid of spiders. I mean, it's an event.
And what is this audio you have for us then?
Like you said, we moved in August 1st, but we were gone. We went on vacation that week. So we really haven't been in the apartment but 2-3 days. And then Sunday night when we come back from vacation, she finds a spider in our bedroom. And I'm just going to walk you guys through what my life is like when you find a spider in the apartment.
There's something in the bedroom I need you to see.
What's in the bedroom?
What do you think is in the bedroom? Why would I call for an emergency in the bedroom?
Is there a spider in the bedroom?
Yeah, it was a big guy. Big guy. Big guy. He made a web from my makeup desk to where I keep all of my headbands. It's a big guy. You need reinforcements. So either you want to get the raid or we need to get a lot of toilet paper to kill this boy.
Can you kill it?
No, I can't. It's the number one rule in the apartment. I can't kill spiders. You.
That is my job, is to kill the spiders.
So is it like a daddy long leg?
To be fair, it was a giant spider. I walked in, I was like, oh, wow.
Okay. But you don't know if... You know what a daddy long leg is?
It wasn't a daddy long leg.
So. It was like a real spider.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know how to identify them.
It's the number one rule in the apartment. I can't kill spiders. You have to.
How come?
Because I have severe arachnophobia.
Then how are you feeling right now?
I'm terrified.
The panic laughter is very real.
From the 617, the spiders obviously came into the new apartment from Dan's boxes at the old apartment.
Why would you say that? Why would you even say that?
I'm terrified. Can you come and kill this spider, please?
Oh, you want to come with me?
No.
You have to.
I have to show you where he is.
Give me his location.
Wait a second. Oh my God, you can see him from here. Look at him. Look it. Do you see him?
Yeah, he's just trying to live his life.
Oh, I just got the chills.
He's not bothering us.
I can't keep unpacking until it's gone.
Oh, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Every time there's one.
I can't keep unpacking until it's gone. And I don't mean gone like you hit it and then he crawls off and you're like, see, he's gone. I mean like dead.
Gone from this earth.
Forever.
Do we have to move apartments? We just got here.
No, because I'm still in pain from the first move. But... this is a tough one. Go ahead, Dan.
Hold this.
Okay, okay.
All right, we're moving in.
Crikey, he's going in for the kill.
Oh, wow, that's a gigantic spider.
That's what I'm saying! Don't, no, don't move that, then he's gonna crawl away. Oh my God, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Dan.
We lost him for a minute. He got a little hairy.
Don't, no, don't move that, then he's gonna crawl away.
He was zigging, he was doing maneuvers.
Don't,
it was
no,
like
no,
a dog
no,
fight.
Don't move that, then he's.
I love that.
No! Don't move that, then he's gonna crawl away. Oh my God, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Oh my God, no, this isn't a joke. Where'd he go?
The go. Panic is real.
Where'd he go? Oh my God, no, this isn't a joke. Where'd he go? Where is he?
Did he crawl underneath?
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Hold on.
From the 71, she is me. I am her.
Go. Where'd he go? Oh my God. No, this isn't a joke. Where'd he go? Where is he?
Did he crawl underneath?
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Hold on.
This isn't even funny. He heard us talking about him.
He's hiding in his web.
No, honey. You gotta get him. Did you get him?
Yeah.
Does he have a family? Did you...
The important questions.
You gotta get him. Did you get him?
Yeah.
Does he have a family? Did you see, or don't put him over our bed. Oh my God, you're waving him around like the flag. Put him, toilet, flush, bye bye.
What if he did have a family?
I'm sorry for their loss. You need to, why are we just hanging out with him? Go. Are you sure you have him?
Yeah, you wanna see him?
No, put him in the toilet.
Oh, you asked me if I had him.
Well, this is what I used to make my mom do. You gotta put him in the toilet, and then I gotta see him before you flush him to make sure he's gone.
You need to watch him go down the drain?
Yeah.
You're waving that thing around. You gotta put it in the toilet now. No, I'm not even kidding, honey. You gotta put him in the toilet, and then I gotta be able to see him. Oh my God. No, 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 no.
He's in there.
Oh, I just want a super edit of all of her sound effects.
Yep.
Oh my God. No, 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 no.
He's in there. Don't say any words.
Bye bye, sucker. Thank God our water pressure is amazing, and then he went right down. Felt no pain. He heard us talking about him. That's why he was like, mm-hmm.
What if he has a brother that wants revenge?
Stop.
You feel better?
Yeah, now I gotta look in every corner.
You're walking the apartment right now.
Yeah. Are you sure you brought him?
You just looked at him.
I know.
It's not Spider-Man.
Did you get everything? Was there anything else under there?
No, he went to hide because he didn't want any trouble. Now I feel bad. I didn't want to do that.
Do you think there's like a Spider Lives group or something that is going to come after me for this?
Yeah, probably.
Thank you.
All right, there's blood on both of our hands.
Baby, stop. I'm so nervous. Oh, my God.
She cased the entire apartment looking for another spider after that.
From the 339, people on YouTube have spiders for pets.
Yeah, not in our house. I'm the type of guy where I would like to take it, put it outside or whatever. I like spiders. They eat mosquitoes. They're
right,
good.
Yeah.
But she's, no.
No.
They need to be exterminated. Because if you put it outside, then it's going to get mad and it's going to come back in vengefully and kill us.
From the 781, as a mom, I have to act brave for my kids, but I'm also terrified.
Oh, my God. No, 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 no.
He's in there. Don't say any words.
Bye-bye, sucker.
Someone texted him, bye-bye, sucker, is Kaylee's John McClane from Die Hard moment. I want shirts made.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy is off on vacation this week. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
And the Dirty is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. I'm just going to say, if you were born somewhere around 1995, the Dirty is going to hit you in a spot this morning.
Big day for millennial women.
Big day for those born around 1995. We're going to get into the Joe Bro and Demi Lovato of it all, which is just wild for a lot of people. But we have to start with Taylor Swift. She has announced her 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl. At exactly 12:12 a.m. Tuesday, Taylor Swift's mysterious countdown clock hit zero, and boom, she announced her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl. No release date yet, but we have been sleuthing, Dan. The site says vinyls will ship before October 13th, so mark your calendars. Or do what we keep doing, Dan. Keep refreshing Instagram.
This was like a national holiday in my house last night, man. It was crazy.
Swiftie saw this coming from a mile away. On Monday, Taylor Nation, a.k.a. her marketing Avengers, dropped a TikTok slideshow of 12 images, all with Taylor dressed in orange. Is it a color scheme, a coded message, or just proof that you bought stock in Sherwin-Williams? We're not really sure yet, Dan. For the super fans, there is a limited vinyl in Portofino orange glitter, because plain orange is for us peasants. Plus, there's a cassette edition for anyone from 1987. Let's go. I see you, Taylor.
Big day for the olds.
Class of 87, let's go. Let me play you some audio. So this is from the New Heights podcast. Of course, this is Travis and Jason Kelce. Travis, her boyfriend. Jason, his brother. He plays in the NFL. He's retired from the NFL. And they put out a teaser. And this is what it sounded like.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a f***ing podcast.
Okay, so that was the first teaser.
And people went nuts.
There was a pre-teaser to that, too, where she was just blurred out completely.
Yeah, it was the two of them, and then there was a silhouette that looked exactly like her, and that's when the internet started locking in.
And then we got this update.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Jason Kelsey is the hype man you need in your life.
It was very cool. So they normally release this podcast on Wednesdays early in the day, but they are pushing it back for this one. It will happen at 7 p.m. This is Swift's first album since reclaiming full ownership of her music catalog. The last album she re-recorded, that was 1989, Taylor's Version, dropped in October of 2023, which is the same year she broke the record for the most number one albums by a woman in history, which this album will probably break more records. At this point, she's not even just a pop star. She is the music business.
She's a business, man.
Yeah, she is the boss of the music industry.
I will be attending a New Heights podcast watch party on Wednesday night.
I'm happy
with
for
my
you.
Girlfriend and her friend group, the Tay Tribe. So I will report back all of the hot goss.
I'd appreciate that. I saw a video that Andy from the Afternoon Show posted yesterday coming back from her vacation, just losing her absolute mind. It's really funny if you want to check that on the Mix Instagram. Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, is it over? Is it over? Listen to this.
Oh, no.
Here's the clue. No Timothy Chalamet at Kylie's birthday dinner. Could be because he's shooting Dune Part 3 or, you know, slow motion emotional breakups. Or clue number two, sad breakup ballads on her story. She posted a playlist. And Dan, all it is breakup songs on this playlist.
That's such a 2025 move to post a bunch of vague like breakup songs. And then in 2 weeks, she'll post a status about working on herself.
Yep. He also posted Dream Big, quoting Muhammad Ali. He's working on a movie. It could be about that or they broke up. We don't know for sure.
He's going to be sitting courtside at Knicks games all alone.
This is not a drill. Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas just took us straight back to Camp Rock minus the campfire s'mores. Take a listen to this. At the Jonas Brothers Jonas 20 Tour kickoff in New Jersey 2 days ago, Joe paid tribute to their Disney roots with a stirring rendition of Gotta Find You. Then after a dramatic pause, he summoned the actual Michi Torres herself, Demi Lovato, to the stage, cue the stadium wide, whoa, and the 2000s fans losing their minds. Together, they unleashed a medley of Camp Rock classics, This Is Me, followed by the duet Wouldn't Change a Thing, delighting the crowd with what might be the longest wait of their careers, their first onstage duo in over a decade. But the fun didn't stop there. It was a full-on Jonas family affair. Parents, younger brother Frankie, and even Kevin's daughter joined to make the magic with a chorus of When You Look Me in My Eyes. Obviously, social media lost their mind. Even Demi's husband got in on it. He posted an Instagram story, beaming with pride. Wow, that was a lot if you were born in 1995.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Allie from Quincy.
Hey, good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Carson.
I don't know why, but there is something that I just love about the name Allie. It's like one of my favorite names. And I don't know why. Maybe Allie McBeal, I liked her. But I just love the name Allie.
Big Allie and AJ fan?
No. Oh.
Well, our Allie from Quincy, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, could you please leave the studio?
Look at that. She's so kind, too, because Allies are nice. Yes, good luck to you,
Allie.
I'll
try my best.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. You're going to get $100. He is wandering off down the hall into our soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. A Rambo prequel is reportedly in the works starring Noah Centineo from To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Who famously played Rambo in 5 movies?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Okay, question number two. A resurfaced 2010 clip of a young Sabrina Carpenter doing a cover of Sweet Child O' Mine is going viral. Which band sings Sweet Child O' Mine?
Oh, Aerosmith?
Question number three. Demi Lovato joined Joe Jonas on stage to perform a few Camp Rock songs. Outside of the Jonas Brothers, Joe also had a top 10 hit with his band DNCE. What was that song called?
Take by the Ocean.
Hey, we found her wheelhouse.
Yeah, you did.
Taylor Swift will be appearing on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast tomorrow, and she will be announcing the details of her new album. What number album in Taylor's discography will this be?
Oh, geez. I'm going to guess, like, 13, 12. We'll call it 12.
That's a hell of a guess. And question number 5. Tennis legend Pete Sampras turns 54 today. What are the 3 types of courts professional tennis is played on?
Ooh. I know clay. And that is about it.
That's as far as we're going to get?
Yep, that's as far as we're going to get. I'm so sorry.
Fair enough. Let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
So, Allie, it says you work at a screen printing shop. What do you do there?
I work in the office.
So, are you guys making, like, cool graphic tees and stuff?
Yeah, we primarily do band merch, but, you know, we do a lot of work for, like, smaller businesses and everything.
Like, any big bands that you've made t-shirts for?
Yeah, we've made some big ones. It's mostly, like, contract work, so I can't really, like, call out names because it's not technically our company signing it, but yeah, we do some big names.
That's weird. Dan, why are you grilling the poor woman? She doesn't want to talk.
That was weirdly vague. You're not in the Secret Service. You're making t-shirts.
There are contractual obligations of their business that they're not allowed to share, Dan. Allie,
right,
I got
right,
your back.
All right. What are you, defender of all Allies? Allie from Quincy, who may or may not make t-shirts for bands. We'll never know. She got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay. All right. Nice work, Allie.
These are actually pretty tough today. Question number 1. A Rambo prequel is reportedly in the works starring Noah Centineo from To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Oh.
Who famously played Rambo in 5 movies?
Sylvester Stallone.
That is correct. 1-0. Sure. Question number 2. A resurfaced 2010 clip of a young Sabrina Carpenter doing a cover of Sweet Child of Mine is going viral. Which band sings that song?
GNR, Guns N' Roses.
That is correct. 2-0. Question number 3. Demi Lovato joined Joe Jonas on stage to perform a few Camp Rock songs. Outside of the Jonas Brothers, Joe also had a top 10 hit with the band DNCE. What is that song called?
Cake by the ocean. DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. That's it.
You got there.
Okay.
You were buffering for a second.
I was just like, I was trying to think if it's called Cake by the Ocean, by the ocean.
So 3-1, question number 4. Taylor Swift will be appearing on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast tomorrow, and she will be announcing the details of her new album.
Her 12th studio album, Dan. Put some respect on her check.
Oh, 12 is the correct answer.
Oh. that was like a Kennedy move right there.
4-2, question number 5. Tennis legend Pete Sampras turns 54 today. What are the 3 types of court professional tennis is played on?
Oh, okay. So you have a hard court, you have grass, and you have clay court.
That is correct. 5-2, Carson wins in straight sets. Allie, we appreciate you calling in, but we cannot give you the money.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to leave the room and Dan grilled you about concert t-shirts. My apologies.
It's all good.
The horrors.
Do you want to give a shout out to your company?
It's Acme Screen Printing. It's Acme Print Pro in Pembroke, Massachusetts.
All right, Acme Print Pro.
I go there for all my screen printing needs.
I get my dynamite.
Go on our Facebook page. You'll see the fun shirts that we print.
Very cool. All right.
Allie, what do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I'm Allie from Quincy, and I can't sponsor Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.